everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Thursday, June 20th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a bunch of text messages during the break. I just caught the tail end of your interview with Tim. What the heck is going on with Neil Friske? Early this morning, he got arrested by the Lansing Police Department. He's being held without bond. He's going to be arraigned either tomorrow or Saturday. No charges have been filed according to the court. The charges are under review. Says, State Representative, breaking news story. State Representative Neil Friske was arrested by Lansing police last night. The news story I got said early this morning. Remains in the city jail. Charges will not be released until he's arraigned either Friday or Saturday. Text message says he's screwed. I don't know if he's screwed or not. Don't even know what the charges are. Don't even know allegedly what he did for the Lansing Police Department. This is not the county sheriff. This is not the state police. This is the local Lansing Police Department. What, was he out drinking last night or something? Somebody reported his license plate as swerving on the road. They're holding for him for driving under the influence. We don't know what the charges are. How about his day in court? How about being innocent until proven guilty by a jury of his peers? You know how many text messages I just got during the break that people want a Friske sign in their yard? And you know what? I find this interesting. Bergman comes out and endorses Parker Fairburn yesterday afternoon. Late last night, early this morning, whenever, Neil Friske's arrested. This has got Bergman's tactics all over it. Yes, I am saying Congressman Jack Bergman somehow, some way, is involved in this. It's very interesting. His endorsement hits late afternoon yesterday, and Neil's arrested last night or early this morning. Do you think they want him out of Lansing, folks? This completely doubled down my personal endorsement of Neil Friske. Parker Fairburn, Jack Bergman, shame on you. You honestly think people are going to vote for you now because he's sitting in jail for a day? He'll have an attorney. He'll fight the charges, which there hasn't even been any charges filed. According to the breaking news report, nothing is in the Ingham County court system. And according to the Lansing Police Department, they will not even mention what the alleged investigation is until he's arraigned tomorrow or Saturday. You're going to hold a state representative without bond for 2 days? This is a hit piece, people. Pure and simple. That's what this is. Unbelievable. Of course, he needs a high-powered attorney. This is just insanity. Just saw, holding a sitting state representative without announcing the charges is exactly the same thing they did to Trump in New York. It's a Sixth Amendment violation. This is absolutely crazy. Held without a bond, without a charge. How is that even possible? How is that even possible? I have no idea. Now, I'm not going to report. I'm not going to report. I am not going to report on any stories alleging these charges. Not going to do it. Not going to do it. We will wait until the charges come out. We will see. You know, honestly, I told this to Neil before he got elected. They're going to set you up. They are going to set you up. You have to be smart and you have to be very careful. They are going to try to set you up to take you out. So we will wait until the charges are announced. After he's arraigned, we'll have him on the show on Monday. He can explain the whole thing. No more text messages, no more discussion. Not going to talk about it until I know what the charges are, the allegations, and Neil has the ability to explain his side of the story. But this is absolute crap. And if he did anything wrong, shame on him. It's that simple. I warned you, Neil. I told you they were going to try to take you out. You knew that. You knew they were going to do something, set you up somehow, some way. I'm not even going to get into what they did to a previous state representative up in the UP. Not even going to go there. I know the story. I know all about the apartment. I know all about the cameras that are in the headboard. I know all about the women that they used to a fellow state representative a few years ago up in the UP. Not going to talk about it. These people are despicable. And if they don't like your voting record, if they don't like the way you're standing up for the people, if you're not their puppet, they're going to take you out. For Farm Bureau AgriPAC to endorse a person who's not even a farmer, like Neil Frisky and the Frisky family. Oh, my God. This is unbelievable. What kind of world are we living in? President of the United States found guilty 34 felony counts, most of them not even felonies. And now this here in the state of Michigan. Well, John Palmer, Onaway School Board member, listening to the show, heard about the charges against Neil Frisky, him being held without bond, had a very profound statement. Our signs being messed with over here in Antrim County, very, very profound. He says, Tucker, these libs are doing everything they can to fight us conservatives. Us taking over, making changes to serve our community, they don't like it. And they're doing everything they can to fight us. Well, guess what, people? It's game on. It's game on. And I got to tell you something. If they think we're going away, I got news for you. We're doubling down. We're going to double down. This is not going to stop us. As a matter of fact, we're going to recruit even stronger people to run. Deadlines are coming up to file for school board. We're going to replace the weak ones with even stronger ones. We're reconsidering our battle plan, and we're going to get new people to do it. If you're not going to stand strong, if you're going to stand up and fight with us, then don't run. Withdraw your affidavit. If you filed one already, don't do it. We'll get somebody else. We're going to get more, but we'll replace you if you can't stand the heat. This should motivate you to run for school board, people. I believe the deadline's in July sometime. We got time. We're going to do it. We're going to run our candidates. We are going to get better, stronger people to stand up to this insanity. And you liberals listening out there, our favorite friend, little Max, wanted the flyer for the debate. Yeah, right, Max. Like, I'm going to send it to you. And here's the other point to all this, people, that you have to understand. This is a war. We are in a fight. We are absolutely in a battle. And one of the things I think that's kind of interesting, the timing of this. Absentee ballots are going out Saturday. This Saturday. According to the news story, he may not be arraigned until tomorrow or Saturday. The guy cannot have an attorney post a bond to get him out of jail so he can go and put up signs and talk to people and answer questions. Really? Unbelievable. So again, I'm not going to report any speculation until the charges are announced. We know exactly what they're alleging he did, and we find out from Neil himself. We'll hear the truth on Monday. He'll be on from 11:33 to 11:48 on Monday. And you'll get the straight truth right from State Representative Neil Friske. Because one thing you have to understand, people, the fact that they're doing this to him, could you imagine what they're doing to us? Imagine what they're doing to us. If they did this to him, an incumbent state representative, what could they do to us? I'm shook. I got to admit. This is, you know what? This is motivating me. This is motivating me. Final segment, hour number two, short break. We'll be right back.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, Think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Again, I'm not going to report any allegations. I'm not going to talk about it any further. The breaking story has been reported. If you missed it, listen to the podcast. Hour two, segment one. Just to recap it, I'll say it this one more time and it's done. State Representative Neil Friske got arrested early this morning by the Lansing Police Department. He's being held without bond, being arraigned either tomorrow or Saturday. No charges have been filed according to the Ingham County court records. We know nothing. We don't know why, but it does say under investigation. Charges have not been filed. So that's it. We'll hear from Neil on Monday. He'll be here at 11:30. Now, one other thing I do want to mention about this whole situation. You have to look at the timing. Congressman Jack Bergman comes out yesterday afternoon and endorses Neil's opponent, Parker Fairburn. This is yesterday afternoon. I got the text message sent to me. And then this happens. On Thursday, June 20th, 2 days before absentee ballots get mailed out this Saturday from our local clerks. Just saying, folks. Just saying. I have no idea what he did. I have no idea whatsoever. Yeah. No charges filed. Nothing in the Ingham County court records. Zero. And here's the other component to this, people. They do it on the weekend before absentee ballots go out. This is the last minute push to get signs out. Last minute push to get signs out. You know what? It smells. It stinks. It's disgusting. You think politics is a tough game? Would you ever consider running for office after seeing what's going on this year? Donald Trump, the president of the United States, being criminally charged and found guilty. They're appealing it. It'll get overturned. The case was a kangaroo court in New York City. The judge set up so many judicial misconducts. The case will be tossed. The charges will be dropped. Donald Trump will be the nominee. Donald Trump will become the 47th president. Whatever these charges are about Neil Friske, they'll fight it out in court. If they're dismissed, he'll probably get reelected. Your tactics, Jack Bergman, Parker Fairburn, despicable, will probably actually help Neil get reelected. Unless God knows if he did something bad, then he may not get reelected. If he did something stupid and is found guilty, it may have cost him his state representative seat. We don't know, people. Calm down. We will find out. Now, if he's arraigned either later today or tomorrow, I'll get a report from MERS News Service, and I will report on it tomorrow's show. If I know, you will know. The second I know, you will know, unless I'm off the air at noon. They do it Friday afternoon or Saturday morning. We'll find out from Neil on Monday. It's that simple. And maybe he won't come on the show because his attorney, his defense attorney, will tell him not to say anything on the radio. I don't know. He may not be able to be on the show on Monday. He's scheduled to be here 11:33, 11:48. It's on my calendar. But advice of his attorney, pending charges, allegations, investigation, he may not be. I don't know. But we'll wait and see. We'll wait and see. Everybody, calm down. Don't be sharing anything on social media. Don't be playing into the garbage. We'll find out the truth, and you will know, and then we'll share it. I've had two people ask me for the debate flyer. It's coming up July the 11th in Gaylord. Just text me debate. I'll send you the updated flyer with the first congressional district race on there. Others have asked me for the event. The Fun Shoot Pig Roast we're going to do on July 27th. So right now, pending for this hour, debate. If you want the flyer for that, that you can share with people, it's free. It's open to the public. It's going to be at the Ellison Place in Gaylord. Thursday, July the 11th. Doors will open at 4. We will be out of there at 9. First congressional district goes first, 107th, 106th, 105th. I've already contacted county chairs. They're going to be the ones asking the questions of the state reps and the candidates. Debate or event? Final hour of today's show. I'm Trucker Randy Bishop. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent